This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Colorado lawmakers are working on a package of policies that aim to help people living in mobile home parks. Ray Solomon reports for CPR News.
The goal is to keep mobile home parks affordable and improve quality of life. One bill would give mobile homeowners a break on property taxes, and it would require tax delinquency notices to be delivered in a language residents can understand. Democratic Representative Elizabeth Velasco grew up in mobile home parks and is the main sponsor.
It's so important that we protect this affordable housing and also support the residents that live there. It's the only non-subsidized affordable housing in our rural resort communities.
She's also backing a bill to give state officials more teeth to enforce water quality standards at the properties. Another proposal that hasn't yet been introduced aims to make it easier for residents to buy the mobile home parks where they live. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
The Army plans to hold some prescribed burns at a training site in southern Colorado this month. Starting today and running through next week, smoke may be visible near the Pinyon Canyon Maneuver Site northeast of Trinidad. Fort Carson officials say the goal is to reduce heavy vegetation in the training areas. The operations are weather permitting. Advocates of a universal single-payer healthcare system say they've raised $750,000 to pay for a study about whether that would be feasible in Colorado. Governor Jared Polis signed a law last year to have the Colorado School of Public Health analyze potential impacts of such a system. A report is due at the end of the year. This is CPR News and KRCC. If you're looking for more news from around the state of Colorado, we've got a place where you can find it, cpr.org and krcc.org.